All righty.
There's Grammy. Grammy in the house.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show. Whoop. Hey, WUP. Whoop. Good to see ya. Welcome to the show, the Old Man's Podcast Show. We got Grammy in the house. Tony Lee. Good to see ya. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the people who are listening on the downloads. Another glorious day. Yes. Good to see ya. What a great day. It is June 22nd, 2022. Huh?
No, I was getting ready to ask Tony Lee. Did he have fun while he was away?
Got stuff scattered all over the place here. Try not to punch buttons. Got everything working.
Just trying to get adjusted. My child, it's good to see you. Yes. Ooh, a pretty flower. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, good stuff.
Welcome, everybody. Good to see everybody. Got a glorious day here in the Pacific Northwest. The sun is shining in through the... Hi, Moonchild. The show is shining in through the studio window, slapping the old man in the face. Grammy's sitting behind him in the big chair. Sitting behind him in the big chair, the big comfy chair. Man, I had a... You know, yesterday was kind of... It was cloudy and everything. If you go back and listen to the show, and it was cloudy yesterday. I thought the first day of summer was going to be, not very eventful. But I tell you what, yesterday turned out to be a great day.
Yeah, you mowed the lawn, didn't you?
Yeah, got out there and mowed the lawn. Got out there and mowed the lawn. Hey, Jay Baby in the house.
Our abs are going to do it tonight.
Oh, for crying out loud. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. They're going to do it tonight.
Oh, good grief. Good grief. Take your time, Jay Baby. Take your time.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. So it's June 22nd, 2022. This is the 173rd day of the year. There are 192 days left in 2022. This is the second day of summer, and which I was saying yesterday, I thought it was going to have a pretty weak start to this summer. But I tell you what, that sun came up. Those clouds cleared out. The nice blue sky, sunny, warmed up to about 75 degrees. It was an awesome day yesterday. I mean,
it really was.
It was
yeah.
Beautiful. I mean, I was out there working in the yard after got the front yard and the side yard mowed, and sat back in the stand, cleaned the porch off, swept off all the little pine tree poops.
Nubbins.
Swept those off, got those out of the way, and just sat there and enjoyed the day, the summer day, with a couple of beers, and man, it was nice. It turned out really, really nice. Oh man, it's just a good day. It's just a good day, and today's getting off to a good start too.
Yes.
I mean, we're already at 65 degrees. The sun is already out. And I was outside taking care of the bird sanctuary because I got up and I looked outside there and I noticed, oh man, I don't have any water in the bird bath.
Yeah.
I think it's got a crack somewhere, Grammy, and it's leaking water.
Sounds like we might have to, well, gosh, we've had that one a long, long time.
It's a concrete one and it's all weathered and worn and then chunks are breaking off. But we like how it looks all rustic. It looks all rustic. We love the look.
And the birds love it.
The birds love it too. The birds don't care. So I ran out there and I filled up that bird bath, got that bird bath going.
Oh, tell the truth. You know there was one sitting out there looking for you in the dining room window. We have a setup so you can see out the dining room window. And ever so often, there'll be birds. They'll stand either in the feeder or on the side of the water, the bird bath. And they will actually look in. And as soon as they see you, they get the, and then they'll turn and they'll look to where they are, you know, like, see what I'm talking about? And I always tell them, just know, I'm not the old man, but I'll get him for you. He's the one that's supposed to take care of you.
Man, oh man.
Because they do.
Yeah. Hey! Yeah. We've got Jay Baby on the line.
Hey, Miss Jay Baby.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you fine.
You sound really good.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. It's the connection kind of was weird when I got in.
Oh, no, you sound perfect. You sound great.
Hello, D-Man.
So, you were saying that you had a story of... How you doing? How are things going?
I'm good. We got about 3 huge boxes in yesterday out of 11 that are supposed to come from that order alone. So things are getting real. We're about to open up a store.
Oh, man, Yay. That is some exciting news.
Oh, my goodness.
Again, let me reiterate to you, be sure you let us know when that store is ready to fire up. And let us help you through the podcast. Get people to that store by, you know, posting the all the pertinent yes. social media information and get you on here telling us about the store. And let's get that thing fired up and going for you because that's exciting stuff.
Right. Well, we appreciate that. Absolutely. And yeah, it's going to be full speed ahead as far as July 1st comes around, just getting everything going. So it'll be fun. Yes.
Oh, yeah. And that's a perfect time to start something July 1st, I think. Yeah. July 1st, that's going to be on a Friday. Well, that first week, anyway. That's going to be great.
Oh yeah.
So we're excited about it.
We open the store. It'll be July 20th. So we still have a little bit of time.
All right. Oh. Well, perfect. So you said something about you had a story about glasses that you wanted to share with us.
So I got to experience what being colorblind is like. So our store is all LED light up stuff. So I got to test everything. And right. I got this really cool thing where you plug it into your car and the USB, and it's supposed to put essentially lights on your ceiling on the roof of your car. So it looks like stars. Well, the one that I got was supposed to be purple. So I plug it into the house and I'm testing it out. And I'm like, well, this just isn't doing anything. I go, this is pretty sad. And so he's like, well, it's doing exactly what you asked for. He's like, it's just not a lot because we're not in the car. I'm like, I still don't see it. And every once in a while, I get a glimpse of purple. And I was like, what is going on? So didn't think anything of it. I was just like, I'm not worrying any more of these. Move on. So then we were talking about it again a couple days later. And so he plugs it in and he puts it close to the ceiling. And he's like, see, it's not going to be so bad when it's in the car. Though it still looks pretty pathetic. It's pretty dim. All I see is these little dinky lights. Like, I don't like it.
Excuse me. Now you sent me pictures of those lights that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So I know exactly what you're talking about. Okay.
So we go out to the car and we try it in the car. And then he's like, see, it's not so bad. I'm like, I still don't get it. So I take a photo with my phone to kind of see, you know, how far it's going and everything. And I see purple light on my phone. I'm like, see, I go, it looks so much better on my phone. He's looking at me like I am crazy. He's not getting it. He's just like, yeah, it's doing exactly what it's supposed to do. I'm like, what? And I, every once in a while, I keep getting glimpses of purple as I'm looking up. And so I'm like, wait a second. I go, are you moving it? He goes, I haven't touched it. So I take my glasses off and realize whatever filter polarization on my eyeglasses was blocking out the light.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, this isn't good.
Yes. I mean, that's, I mean, that's something that you, you need to be aware of, because when you're selling those things, you know.
Well, and that's what he asked, because we've had a couple different ones already that are nightlights that put up like the galaxy up on the ceiling and stuff. He goes, do we need to plug those back in so you can see what they look like? I go, no, I took video of those. Those look the same. So it was just whatever is in this one light that I can't pick up. But I was like, I do need to test everything now with my glasses on and my glasses off.
So you plug these, you plug these lights in, and they project an image on your ceiling or on a wall or whatever. Really?
Yep.
I need to talk to my the old man's podcast CFO, Chief Finance Officer, and I think I need something like that for in the studio.
Oh, you have so many lights and things on.
I know. I need something else. Yes, and are you going to sell? Are you going to sell those little signs in your store? Like, remember, I got that. Think, please wait. I bought a sign from J Baby, and it's an LED type sign, and it says "Think, please wait." And what I'll do is I'll post a video of this on the Facebook page, so everybody can see it, and then that'll give you an idea of some of the other stuff that she sells there. I love this. I love this little thing. You can click it, and it blinks, or it goes in succession, or it just, or it's voice activated. That's, I like that voice activated stuff. And so I'll post that as a little sample of what you are going to be selling in your store. That's exciting. But these projection things, I've always liked those. If you're out there and you've got kids, you know, and you want to project stuff in your kids' room on their ceiling and that, you need to make sure you check out what J Baby's talking about when her story gets up and running in the first few weeks of July. That sounds exciting. I love that kind of stuff. I am a gadget stuff, J Baby. I'm a gadget type of guy. I love that stuff. You know.
Yeah. I start posting videos and stuff on my Facebook, and then we're hoping to get the social media up by the end of the month. But time, like I said, is kind of getting away from me a little bit here. It's moving fast.
Sure, it does. Yeah, it's moving fast. Well, let me tell you that you're more than welcome to go to the old man's podcast Facebook page and go in there and post stuff too. Go in there and do that, and you know, so we can just start getting the exposure out there for you, so you can get doing. So are you going to be on? Are you going to be on Twitter?
So we're going to have Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.
Perfect. Because the one thing I've learned about these social media sites is, like, you know, I get something on my page. I post it. It goes out to the, you know, to the 950 some followers I've got. And then they'll take and post it, and it'll go, and they might have someone that has, you know, 20, 30 followers, or somebody else might have 1,500 followers. I mean, it is like a tidal wave getting information out there. It really
is. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
So it's going to work great. It's going to work fantastic.
And we'll have the online store on top of it. So, like I said, once we get all that up, I'll share all the links. And you guys can go anywhere you want to see the product. And if you want anything, you can put a sale there.
Gadgets, baby.
That's
gadgets.
Great. I know the old man is anxious for that. I'm going to have to give him a little bigger allowance.
Yes, thanks. Thanks, Jay, baby. It's working. We had a plan.
Go abs.
Go abs.
Oh, come on now. All right. Since I don't know how much more time you can spend with us, but give me your predictions for the big game today. What's going on?
I don't know. I think it's going to be kind of close today.
You think so?
I think, Yeah, the Avs are still going to pull it off tonight, but it'll be closer. I think they're going to put Frankie in tonight.
I ain't saying anything because I don't want to curse it. I don't want to put a jinx on the game. I ain't saying anything. But all I know is...
you can say whatever you want. You're not rooting for the Avs.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to say anything. No, I don't want to say. I don't want to say anything again. You know, anything that might be remotely construed as being against the Avs, and I don't want to say anything that might be construed as being positive towards the Lightning, because I'm gonna just wait, and then I'm just gonna wait, and then I'm gonna blast you with some memes, like about 2 minutes before the game starts. And you know,
no, he won't.
Get it. Oh,
I'm gonna get to that phone.
I said, no, I send her stuff saying, let's go, get it on. The game's on,
okay.
And I gotta say, you know, I'm sitting there, I'm panicking and I'm all excited. And Jay Baby is just so cool, she is just so calm and cool. Take it easy, big guy. Slow down. There's a lot of game left, and I'm freaking out. No! But if you notice the last game, when the scoring was going on, JB, did you notice? All I would say was like, all I would do is like post the score. I wouldn't get all excited and get all crazy. I just go.
That's because I was shooting pool. I didn't have time to answer any of those.
Right.
Well, but
right.
See, actually, though, I should have took advantage of you playing pool and just bombarded you with all that stuff.
Yes. He's being the Tampa Bay fan right now. You are right, D-Matt. But, you know, Grammy's got the abs.
Oh, my gosh. I'm getting it through my phone.
Hello,
I'm getting it through Grammy sitting next to me. Oh my gosh.
Today.
But you know what? That's what makes it fun, though. That's what makes it fun.
You have fun with that grandson.
That's what makes it fun, man.
Oh yes. I know the neighbors wonder what the heck is going on over there.
I know, Jay Baby. Sometimes we get yelling and screaming so loud in the house. I told Grammy, I go, God, are they gonna call the cops on us?
As we do, because
no, we had that the last game. We were outside, and Steve goes, "Oh, Avs just scored!"
Oh, welcome to Gray.
Oh man, yeah. I mean, because you know, I get kind of colorful in my yelling at the TV, you know. And I don't know what game it was.
Loud is what it means.
There was a break in the volume of everything, and Grammy actually yells out the door because we have a big glass door where in our TV room, you know, and it's open.
Right.
And Grammy actually yells out the door, he's watching hockey, you know.
Well, normally we're pretty quiet around here. So, you know, any loudness, really exceptional loudness, I like to let them know, hey, it's cool, it's cool.
Yeah, you know, right. And then, you know, because I'm sitting there now yelling, I'm going to kill you if you do that. You know, and it's like, wait, maybe I shouldn't say that, you know.
Right. Telling you. Yeah.
It's all right. We keep talking about the dead bodies in my car because I got mannequins that I've been driving around with for about a month now.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh my!
That's hilarious.
I get some of the craziest looks going through a drive-thru because they see my back window and they just see this figure. They're like, "What's going on back there?"
Do you have them? Do you have them just haphazardly put back there, or do you actually spend the time to kind of pose them? Do you pose them up a little bit?
Dress them up?
No, I have so much stuff back there. I don't have time to move it around. Like I don't have the room. But I had to move one over because I had to get something out of the back seat. So they don't see it as well. And I'm like, oh, I don't get the same looks anymore. Maybe I should fix that. She goes, no. Just put it in your front seat in the seat belt.
Yes.
Good morning, KHSU.
I like how Steve thinks like there. Yeah, I like that. So is he able to watch any of the games at all? Or is he tied up with work? Oh, okay.
He went to the game on Saturday in row 14.
Oh.
Row 14.
Those are $3,000 Those are $3,000 tickets.
Wow.
That's what I said.
Yeah, I know. I was repeating you, and it's like that's crazy, but that's good. That's good. That's the perks of the job. Perks of the job.
He's not a Nats fan first. He's a Red Wings fan first. That ticket should have been given to me.
Isn't that how it is, though? Those good tickets like that go to somebody that has no, they have no dog in the fight whatsoever.
No. I will say he does root the Avs on when the Red Wings aren't playing. He does have jerseys and stuff. So just saying, it's like me going to the Rockies game first.
Yeah. So are you a Colorado fan straight across the board? You know,
I'm a Cubs fan.
There you go, baby. Yeah, baby. The Cubs are one of my favorite teams too. I've got several.
Great grandfather on my dad's side is from Chicago. And he actually was a bootlegger back in the day. And that's why he left Chicago and left his family, since his dad was forcing him to be a bootlegger. Well, one of the aunts in the family, she used to raise greyhounds and sell them to the Cubs players. So the family knew the Cubs players pretty well. Well, my 10th birthday, we had the All-Star game in Colorado, and we went to the convention center, and they brought in all sorts of alumni and stuff. And I met Fergie Jenkins, and my dad mentioned who our family was, and they sat there and talked for hours on end that day. And there on, I was a Cubs fan.
Well, there you go.
That's neat.
Yeah, I was a Cubs fan. You know, I was goes way back to when I was living in Arizona. You know, when the kids were little, I was a Cubs fan. Had a real nice Cubs jacket. You know, it was a winter jacket. It was a winter jacket. It was Cubs. It was a beautiful jacket. Beautiful jacket. And then when I moved up here, I gave that to, I thought I gave that to my son. I don't even know if he still has it. Krabby's laughing because he knows he ain't got it.
No, I was... Mr. A says, J-Baby is a mobster.
Yes, she is. I know she is.
She's got connections.
She's got connections. But what about football? What about football, J-Baby?
Oh, Broncos all the way. Little hesitant with the new owners.
Hey, so what do you think about Russell Wilson coming to the Broncos?
I'm excited to see what he has to bring. I think that we definitely can have a good team. It'll be interesting to watch, though.
I'm a big Russell Wilson fan. I love the guy. I like him. Yeah, nice. It's the only reason I liked to see the Seahawks was because of him. And I tell you what, I am excited for him to be with a new team, and I'm excited with him to be with the Broncos. And I honestly thought that, well, here we go. Maybe it's going to be another dynasty type thing with him, like it was with John Elway. I don't know. I mean, I can see Russell Wilson really excelling with that team. He's a good guy. I really like it. What about basketball? Denver Nuggets.
Can't stand it.
That's a woman after my heart.
I will support them when they make it because I'm still Colorado, but I cannot stand basketball.
Oh, man.
Nice to run. Welcome.
I mean, I think but I might
just had the Colorado Mammoths take championship.
Yes. That's the minor league
indoor hockey? Lacrosse.
No. Oh, lacrosse. That's the lacrosse. Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, that's the indoor lacrosse. We have indoor and outdoor lacrosse here.
Man, talk about a tough game. Jeez. Lacrosse. Lacrosse is a tough game. Yeah.
Colorado has the most, at least this was a few years ago. I don't know now what it is, but it was the most professional sports leagues in Colorado than anyone else.
Whoa. It sounds like it. It sounds like it because they have all the major league teams. They got the Major League Baseball, hockey, Major League, you know, National Hockey League, the National Basketball Association, and the National Football League. They got those, and then they got the national soccer team. Yeah, and don't you have a WNBA basketball team too?
No, I don't think they do.
What? You don't? What happened there? Dropped the ball on that.
Yep. Yeah, you know.
Man.
There's too many events over at Ball Arena.
Ball Arena, okay. Oh, great, great. Good time.
Okay. I love you guys. I have to head out.
Okay.
Jay, baby, thank you very much for calling in and giving us the rundown. And you are welcome to call in anytime you want.
Yeah.
You got a free time in the morning. You can call in, and it doesn't necessarily have to center around your business and that, but you are more than welcome to make it center around your business. If you just want to call in and chit-chat, you do it. You've got an open invitation to call in.
Yes.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, guys. You guys have a good day.
Oh, you too.
Our dear friend Jay Baby from Colorado. Yay, Jay Baby. Keep an eye out for her store and her business that she's got going. And good times. Good times. Yes, indeed. What a fun girl.
I'm going to be with you for about another hour, my dear.
I know. You got something you're going out on, too. Jeez Louise.
With the other bestest friend.
Oh my gosh.
And Gina's having fun. She's got her grandson with her today.
What?
That sounds.
Hey, what do you think, Grammy? You think we ought to do the song of the day?
Oh, you have one?
Of course I've got a song of the day. That's what I do now.
That's what I do. Hey.
So, okay. Here is song of the day for June 22nd. 2022.
And what might that be?
Don't stop till you get enough. Michael Jackson,
1979. Well, he'll keep you good company.
Michael Joseph Jackson was an American singer, songwriter, dancer, dubbed the King of Pop. He is regarded as one of the most significant cultural figures of the 20th century. Over a four-decade career, his contributions to music, dance, and fashion, along with his publicized personal life, made him a global figure and a pulp culture. Here's some fun facts about this song. Don't Stop Till You Get Enough was co-produced by Michael Jackson and Quincy Jones. The hit single was released on July 10th, 1979, as part of the album Off the Wall. Michael released the song through the Epic label. I didn't hear you, Grammy. What?
Not through Quincy Jones's?
I don't know. Maybe Quincy Jones has something to do with the Epic label. I'm not sure. I don't know much about Quincy Jones. Don't Stop Till You Get Enough took about 6 months to record. Recording started in December 1978 and was complete in June 1979. Michael Jackson recorded the hit single through several studios, namely Alan Zentz Recording Studios, West Lake Recording Studios, and Cherokee Studios. And all these studios are in Los Angeles. He likes spreading his work around. Good for him. Don't Stop Till You Get Enough remained number 6 on the Billboard Soul Single Chart, earning it a 5-time platinum by the Recording Industries Association of America. This is a song where Michael Jackson actually wrote the lyrics himself. Michael Jackson was born August 29th, 1958 in Gary, Indiana. Michael Jackson, Don't Stop Until You Get Enough. Song of the day for June 22nd, 2022.
That's the way. Don't stop you.
Have
enough joy and fun in your life.
Hey, man.
Keep on going.
Keep on trucking. Exactly.
Are you working 4/10 now, Gina?
Thank you, Michael. Who are you talking to?
I was talking to Gina. She said she has her grandson, but she's working 10-hour day today's.
What?
Oh, my gosh. So I was just asking if she's working 4 hands. I've been hearing that quite a few companies are going to that.
They got a lot of ground to make up.
Yeah.
Got a lot of ground to make up. Hey, so yesterday, Grammy, when we were talking about music and that, after the show was over, you told me that you said, hey, here are some songs that are turning 25 in 2022.
Oh, yeah.
I went, what? And you went, yeah.
No, I didn't say it like that.
Yeah, you said, what? Yeah. First song on the list, turning 25 in 2022. Elton John, Something About the Way You Look Tonight. These are Grammy's picks off that list.
When you found me,
so that's Something About the Way You Look by Elton John. He's turning 25 today. Thanks, Elton.
This takes me back to when I first saw you, dear.
Oh my gosh, really?
No. Is this
got
you excited.
Oh, for crying out loud. Number two on this list is You Make Me Wanna by Usher. It's turning 25 this year. This is what you do. What the French toast? This is what you do. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you for all the downloads. Continue to hit those follow buttons, and welcome aboard. Welcome to the old man's pot people, Grammy's pot people. Welcome. Yeah, I know, Jay, baby. These songs turning 25 make me feel old, too. Usher has good music. Usher's got some good music, yeah. Yeah. Good job, Usher.
We'll take you back to the day.
I know. And now this is one that really, this is really going to make you feel old. As Long As You Love Me, Backstreet Boys. As long as you love me. Hi, Get Naked. Thanks for coming in. Good to see ya. We're going through just a couple of songs that turned 25 today. As Long As You Love Me, Backstreet Boys. The song turns 25. J-Baby saw these guys in concert. Nice. Hey, J-Baby, who's in it? Is this the one that's got Nick, the Fatone guy? Is this the one that's got the Fatone guy? I don't know. Joey Fatone. Is this the one that's got Joey Fatone in it? Backstreet Boys? I don't know any of these guys. All right. Now we got one more song that turns 25 today. There's a among the list. These are the ones that Grammy picked out. And we just, I love this song. Are you ready for this?
Oh.
Oh, sorry. She says, no, that was NSYNC. Oh, yeah, baby. Will Smith. The track song from the movie Men in Black.
I like that video.
This was a fun movie, too. This was a fun movie. When this movie came out, oh, Nick Carter was Backstreet Boys. Oh, okay. Thank you. When this movie came out, I loved it. I just loved it. It is such a great movie, and I still watch it today. Tommy Lee Jones, he is such a great straight guy, you know. Bye, Jay, baby. Have a great day. Talk to you tonight during the hockey game.
Woohoo!
You need to settle down back there.
Hey!
next week, we talked about it a little bit on yesterday's show. Next week, we're working on a list of music that our parents used to listen to. And it all got started when Grammy brought out that her dad used to sing a song in Whistle and All This and That. And this is it. Cow Boogie. Yes. So we're interested. What songs do you remember that your parents were singing around around the house? And if you send us a list, send it to the Old Man's Podcast Show at gmail.com, and we'll come up with a list of songs. We already have a couple of contributes to it. I don't know, what did I do with that list?
Get him.
We had a couple of songs given to us by a couple of, I think, BP49 and Mr. A. So. We're compiling a song of songs that our parents used to sing when we were kids. So if you can remember what that song is, let us know. We'll add it to the list for next week.
I just like, there's just different things that'll happen, or I'll just think about it. And, you know, sometimes as you're moving around and you're doing, and you can see some of the things, you recognize that you're doing some of the things that your parents did
all the time,
and it brings back such wonderful memories.
Yeah.
And even with your siblings, if you have them or whatever, and it's just fun and it's good and it's healthy.
You know, I find myself always doing stuff or saying stuff that I remember my mom saying. Yeah, especially when I was raising my kids.
Oh, yeah.
When the kids were being raised up. Oh, man. I mean, I was like the spitting image of my mom. I mean, I was saying all the stuff that she was saying. Yeah. I remember, you know, kids now, when they're 16, he's like, when I grow up and have kids, I ain't going to talk to them like you talk to me. I'm going to be a good parent, blah, 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 blah.
HP.
And then they find themselves running around. Hey, what's the door open for? What are you trying to cool the outside down?
Yeah.
Turn off the lights when you leave the room.
Oh, I've got another thing that came to mind.
What's that?
When you were growing up,
yeah,
was there and you were out playing with your friends and like that, was there a whistle or a yell or something specific that your mom or dad would holler out to have you come home until it was time? Or did they just tell you, be home by this time?
Well, most of the time it was when it starts to get dark, I'm home. But the yelling or something like that, or some kind of sign, it was usually Mr. Height coming outside and going, oh, you kids, get out of here and go home.
Well, we always have... We had to be home before the street lights came on.
Right.
And then also, if they wanted us way before then, there was a word or a call that my mother and my father would do. And it was E-R-K-E.
E-R-K-E.
E-R-K-E. And I tell you, the whole neighborhood knew that when they heard that, it was like, hey, you got to go home.
And it was probably a sign that they had to go home too. Because if the Harrison clan has got to go home, it's probably time for us to head home too. But see, I remember you telling me that story. I remember you telling me story.
Okay, Iyaki. Kids, go home.
Iyaki. Yeah. But remember, we went to the junior college and we were taking Spanish. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
We were taking Spanish and we're talking and we're doing communicating with Spanish and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ladies, we start talking, and the thing is to beckon someone to you, to have them come here. Come here. Remember what that was?
Aki.
Aki, exactly. Yeah,
uh-huh.
Aki, come here. Aki, look, you know. Yeah, so it was like we figured out that your parents were speaking Spanish. Yeah, Aki. Everybody come home. Gina says her she finds herself doing what saying what her parents said was shut the refrigerator door. There's not a movie playing in there. That's a good one.
I like
that. I've never heard that one.
That's a new one.
Be home by dark 30. Yeah. Oh, she had a whistle? Your mom had a whistle? Nice.
Oh, really?
But if she called your name, boy, you were in trouble. Yes. 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 Hi, Tom Dinkin. Good to see you, Tom Dinkin Sr. Good to see you, buddy. Thanks for joining the show. Hit that follow button. Give us a follow. You know, yeah, I and Gina and all the everybody else in the chat and you people listening on the downloads. Let me ask you something. So, you know, your mom goes, my name's Jim, Jimmy, and James. So my mom would go, Jimmy, come here, Jimmy. And I'm thinking, all right. And then, but if she went, James, uh-oh, now it was a little bit more serious. But when she went James Eugene, uh-oh, I was in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
James Eugene, yeah, full name came out, you're dead. Exactly.
Yes.
Mr. A says, my mom whistled and the whole neighborhood knew it. And now I whistle and our kids' friends know it. Yes, exactly.
Yes, exactly. Yes, yes.
I'm not a very good whistler, Mr. A. I can't whistle very loud, you know. But when the kids were little, I'd have a little tiny whistle. I can't even do it anymore. I'd have a little tiny whistle and I would whistle at the kids all the time at the house. But they were so in tune to that, they could be at the crowded in the crowded park,
laughing
and giggling, having fun. And if they and then I'd do that, they would hear that little pitch whistle, and they'd come. Something about their little ears were tuned to that. But yeah,
I got
people got mad at me because I whistled at my kids. You're whistling at your kids. They're not dogs. I go, no, they're not. But sometimes I wish they were. They'd mind better. But that's another story. It's like, no, but I mean, that's how I get my kids. You know, that's how I get a hold of my kids.
See, but they don't realize that they have special things that they were doing to gather their children.
Actually, I think the most people that got upset about it, Grammy, were people that didn't have kids.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know, it's always people that don't have kids that feel like they need to correct you on how to raise your kids, you know. Mr. A says, they coached peewee football and my whole defense would know the whistle. And that's how I called plays. Yeah, exactly. Oh,
that's great.
Exactly.
Oh, Gina says she and Paul have a whistle when they part at the store to find each other. Yeah.
Oh, we did that.
Where were we?
I don't know, but remember we were yelling Iaki.
Oh yes, we did.
Because you told that story about your kid. Yeah, yes. We'd be like in Target or something. It'd be like,
yeah.
And I wouldn't know where Grammy's at, so I would just yell Iaki like her parents used to do to get her home. And how did I know where she was? I could hear her giggling.
IPXEI,
good to see ya. Welcome everybody to the Old Man's Podcast Show. We're here every morning, Monday through Friday. We're just here to put a smile on your face, a laugh in your heart, and a skip in your step before you get out there and face the stuff in the day. We appreciate everybody coming in and listening to the show. You can catch us on the download on Podbean, Spotify, or any of your podcast platforms that are out there. You can look us up and find us there, and you can listen to a replay of this show at 11 a.m. Pacific time on the WESN Epic Strategies Network. Download that app today and get a load full of speakeasy conversations and great music. Again, that is the WESN, I almost said WESPN. You've got me messed up. The WESN Epic Strategies Network.
I tend to do that.
Hey, before, let me take a little break here and run this for our friends at Podcast Overlords. Okay. Hey, I found this new service on Twitter called Podcast Overlord. Is your podcast stuck in a Twitter fog? Overlord Services can help. From retweeting your tweets to a more enhanced service where they will create daily posts for you. Overlord Services can burn a hole through that fog and shine a light on whatever it is you want the world to see.
Check out overlordshop.com/store. That's overlordshop.com/store. Check them out today. See what they can do for you.
I tell you what, I've used them people April, May, and June. This is my third month, and I have nothing but good things to say about their service. They say what they're going to do, they do it, and you see results.
Oh, Tony,
what the French toast is going on? What were you in the hospital for 8 months?
My goodness, in a coma.
Good grief.
Well, I'm glad you're here with us.
Yes.
Yep. He's had.
And that reminds me, everybody, I talked with Eric yesterday, our dear friend, Eric Kirk, we love to death, oh, and he is doing better, and he's saying that, you know, he might be able to pop in before the week's up, but then again, I told him, you come back into the show when you're ready, yeah, but he is feeling better. Keep those prayers going for him. And Too Much Salsi. Keep your prayers going for Too Much Salsi. And the Scooter. Is it Scooter or Spanky? I don't know which one it is.
Scooter.
I believe it's Scooter of the Weens and Beans and Weenies podcast. They all have physical issues that need to be. Spanky, is it, Mr. A? Spanky. Help them. Keep them in your prayers. Good thoughts go in their direction. Positive vibes.
And send some to Tony Lee.
Keeps healing. Yeah. Us. Yeah. We're what is going good. On? Woo. Got to get you people up and about and healthy, for crying out loud.
Yes.
Yeah.
Get the rejuvenation from the old man's podcast.
Yeah. Ooh. Hey, another thing too. Have you been feeling kind of off lately? I mean, you know, has your head been kind of spinning? Are you stuck in a rut? You don't know quite put your finger on what's going on. You just don't feel right. Hey, well, maybe your inner energy is out of alignment. Well, if that's the case, contact Holy Shift. That's Holy. That's whole with an E and shift. WHOLE, another E, SHIFT.com. And look and contact Poetic. And see what she can do to help you. She's a healer, and she's good with helping you deal with inner energy stuff. She reads cards, numerology, and she's always spreading out good words, wise words.
Good vibes.
Good vibes. She is a good vibe person. So you need to check out holyshift.com and see if she can help you out. And help clear out some of that negative energy that might be on you and going at you. You can find her on Facebook. She posts these readings on Facebook, you know, the horoscopes and all these words of wisdom stuff.
Cards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just to give you a little heads up and check her out, holyshift.com. Check out our good friend Poetic there. Yeah.
It's just a new way of getting to feel better, you know, and thinking more about what is within me that I need to shove off.
Well, yeah, and I, you know, I'm a believer that no matter where the wise words are going to come to you from any kind of source,
exactly,
you know, any kind of words of encouragement or any kind of words of comfort, and that they can come at you from all kinds of places, and we need to be receptive to them. I mean, you know, I get a scripture of the day. I'm a Christian. Yes, I believe in God, and you know, the Bible feeds me nourishment. But I also believe that, wise words are wise words. I mean, you know, and you should be open to those good words of kindness and guidance and help you out. Any bad words come my way, I go, ain't claiming that. I take them from fortune cookies, people.
Oh, they taste so good. fortune cookies.
What, the words from fortune cookies? Are you eating those words?
No, I'm just eating the cookies. I'd look at the words, but and there are some nice ones, but it's just something about the sweetness in those.
Hi, Sweet Berry. Good to see you. Thanks for coming back. Hit the follow button if you would, please, sweetie.
That'd be great. It's just, I don't know. They have this texture and this sweetness, and it's not overly sweet, but just sweet enough and crunchy. And I think I'm going to go to Panda Express and buy me.
I was just going to say, Panda Express has the best fortune cookies.
Yeah,
they do.
I know. I've purchased them at the grocery stores and things like that. Different little stores that have them, but they just don't taste that. It's just a special kind.
We've tried some, and they're crappy. They just taste crap. But Panda Express has the best ones.
Yeah.
Hey, tell your friends to check us out. Come on into the podcast. Download the Podbeam app so they can get the live show and come into our live chat room and chat it up with us.
Yes.
We just welcome everybody to come on in. I don't know.
And
no, you can't get no, but you ain't going to get no fortune cookies today over at Carol's Corner.
Oh, but I'm going to get me some good big pancakes.
Oh, are you having pancakes over there?
That or either have some slop.
I don't think
they call their slop.
Their slop. Who was that? That was what was it? Patty's? No. What was that? The pig store.
Yeah.
The little pig restaurant. But it wasn't in its name. It wasn't Peppermint Patty. No, it was
Patty Pig. No. It was something pig. I can't remember. Oh my gosh.
It was a place that was really known for its breakfasts, though.
Oh, yeah.
There's still one in Hazeldale, I believe.
No, I think
they closed them all?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I know the last time I was down through that area, they were tearing down that little strip mall and redoing it. So that could be.
Because we had one down the street from us, remember? And it was awesome.
No, it's not the one on the island.
Oh, man, I can't remember.
Oh, goodness.
I can't remember, but you'd walk in there, and the owner collected all these porcelain pigs. She had porcelain pigs everywhere, you know, and they had a dish that you could get for breakfast. It's going to drive us nuts now.
It is.
But they had this dish that you could buy, and it came in a pizza pan, and it was called slop. I'd like to get the large slop, please.
With country gravy.
Yeah. And it was all this stuff thrown on this pizza pan. They bring you the pizza platter and spoons.
Yeah.
I mean, and then you just go on.
Let me think what was in it. It was, the bottom was hash browns.
Uh-huh.
And then they would have onions, bell pepper. I'm trying to think if there was an egg in it at all, but there was meat. I think that was it. I don't know, but it sure was good. But the best way to eat it, though, is with the country gravy. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then they just poured the country gravy all on top of it. I mean.
Yeah.
You just grab that big old spoon and you just start getting in and shoveling it down the old pie hole. Oh yeah, that's some good eating right there.
Oh goodness, but I think Carol's Corner does have something similar to that.
Well, see, she was the way I hear the story is Carol and this lady with the pig place and the other lady with Catherine's over on Evergreen and Valerie, they were all at one time working at a restaurant together.
Oh, that was Christine's.
Christine's. Mm-hmm. on Evergreen. And they all worked together at a restaurant, you know, and then they all said they were going to open their own restaurants, and they branched off and opened their own restaurants.
But you get a lot.
Oh, these are those, these are those type of restaurants where you go in, like, okay, Grammy's going to go to Carol's Corner, and she goes, I'm going to bring you home a ham and cheese omelet with extra onions.
And do you, Swiss cheese.
With Swiss cheese. Do you want the large or the small? I swear, people, it doesn't matter. The small looks as big as the large. I don't know. What's the difference? I have no idea. This thing is huge. It's a huge omelet with tater tots. I mean, I'll buy this omelet and I'll eat some today and I'll eat some. I'll finish it tomorrow. That's how huge this thing is. I mean, that's how these restaurants are. It's like your grandmother owns the restaurant, you know.
And Grammy doesn't want to cook for 2 days.
She's going there. Gina, did you and Paul when you guys lived here? Did you guys ever go to Carol's Corner, Gina? Because Gina's, they used to live here.
Yeah.
Hi, PBG. Good to see ya. Hey, thanks PBG. For tuning in. Oh, man. But you guys, you know what I'm talking about? Do you people know what I'm talking about? These restaurants, these hole-in-the-wall restaurants?
Well, they're just off the beaten
path. Yeah, they're off the beaten path. They're hidden.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't we meet you two there? We could have, Gina. Once. We could have been there. But you know those restaurants that are just tucked in the corner of a strip mall? You know, the strip mall, most of the stores are closed. The only thing that's still open is like a florist and this restaurant, you know. And those restaurants have the best food, man, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
They have the best food. Oh,
and I love when we go around and we haven't taken one of our little trips. You know how we get up, flip a coin to which direction we would go. And
yeah, we haven't done it in a long time.
And then at the end of the trail, we would have breakfast or eat at whatever little restaurant we could see.
Right.
Because if you go on those old, you know, back roads and like that, you'll definitely find a little place. And those usually have some good eats.
Well,
and you get a lot for your money.
Well, I was trying to plan a trip. I was going to plan for us to go.
Oh, come on.
I was going to plan for us to go on this little trip. But the application for our gasoline loan did not go through, so I can't do it. We can't afford the gas.
Well, if we get the gas, we find the place, we share some tater tots and come home.
Share some tater tots. Now, you know darn well there is not going to be no sharing no tater tots.
Solid Blue Sister. Hello.
Yes. Hi, Solid Blue Sister. She reminds me too. Don't forget, on Friday is our Promote Your Podcast Day on the Old Man's Podcast Show. That's where you come in. You can come into the, chat room and you can tell us about your podcast. And tell us when, what day it is, what time it's on, and give us a little background about your podcast. Or we have our phone lines open. You can call in and tell us about it. Solid Blue Sister, I'd love to have you call in and tell us about your podcast on Friday. Any of you in here that have podcasts, if you got one, give us a call.
Talk about something.
Yeah, Mr. A, you want to promote a podcast you got coming up? You can come on in and check it out. And DeGray, you know, I'm always a little leery trying to get DeGray on the phone though. He's more than welcome to come in. He's more than welcome to come in and tell us about his show. But I'm afraid that when he starts talking, it's going to end up sounding like this.
As long as you're ready for it.
Morse code. Yeah. I'm just kidding, DeGray. It's a joke.
Well, now you know he can hold his own.
Yes, he can.
Yes.
He's a good guy. check him out. Let's see. I was going to say, you know, we were talking about what we say when we're parents.
Oh, yeah.
This is the thing. When you become a dad, all of a sudden now you say the same things to your kids that your dad said to you when you were going to go out on a trip, you know. And tell me you don't find yourself saying this to your kids. Let's hit it. Okay. Or ready to rock and roll. This is what you're trying to tell your kids before we go on a trip. Shall we? To get in the car. Let's skediddle, skedaddle. Ready, Freddy? Let's blow this joint. Or let's blow this popsicle stand. Saddle up, everybody. And let's get this show on the road. I think I've said all of those.
Welcome, Nanairi.
Let's see. It's fun. Fun stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's okay.
I
think if there was anything I'd spent special. Oh, I used to tell Roselle when we would get ready for a trip, if I wanted to hurry her up, I'd say, if you want Burgerville, you better come on now.
That would get her in the car. Huh?
Burgerville.
Yeah. Gina, that's we still say that to each other before we go on a trip. Did you go to the bathroom? Did you use the restroom before we're leaving?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait, I better go. Yeah.
Yeah. Go just in case.
Hey, Grammy.
Yes.
Would you like to hear a construction joke?
JNBW.
Would you like to hear a construction joke? It's still in the works. Oh, come on now. You know that's funny. That's our contribution to the segment. Oh, come on now. You know that's funny.
Oh, please.
Oh, come on. You know that's funny.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I'm going to have to leave you soon so I can get ready.
I ordered a chicken and an egg from Amazon.
What?
I'll let you know. I don't know. I don't get that joke. Sorry. I don't get that joke.
Put that in there.
Huh?
Well,
that was just a joke. Oh, I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm just trying to figure it out. Just trying to figure out what's funny. I'm just trying to.
There isn't.
I don't know if you can see the sign on this, but this. Oh.
Oh boy, it must really have you.
I'm thinking about. Words. I'm thinking about.
Which came first?
No, I'm thinking about those guys that the Flickin' Friends or whatever they're doing. That Flickin' Friends, John Gale and
we missed that.
Scooter. Yeah, we can go on YouTube and watch it.
Oh, okay.
But here's a movie they ought to do. Them. Remember that movie? Them with the big giant tarantula going after everybody? Yeah, that's a good one. If you guys are listening to the show on the download, check out the movie Them. Yeah, that'd be a good movie for them to do. They've got this thing going on that it's a, it's kind of a playoff of that Mystery Theater 3000, where they play these old movies, and they do their own little comedy skits to what's going on in the movie.
Gina has one. What rock group has four men that don't sing?
I don't know. What rock group has four men?
Mount Rushmore. Oh, you're good. I like it.
Now, Gina, you're supposed to put in there now. Oh, now, come on. You know that's funny.
Oh, she left that part for
what
you.
What rock group? That's a good joke right
that
there.
Is.
That is a good joke.
Which one of your grandchildren told you that?
Oh my gosh. My. Hey, don't forget the day's getting really close on Friday, the 24th, is the optimum day to check out these planets that are lining in the horizon right as the sun is coming up. And it's and you're going to see them in this order: Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter and Saturn. These are all visible with the naked eye. You can see these without a telescope. You can see them. Now, on the 24th is the best day, and you've got to look kind of east, southeast in the horizon, and it's right at the break of dawn, and that's when they're going to be in a line, and they're going to be perfect. You can see them now, but they're not going to be in the line that they're going to be in. And on the 24th, the moon is joining the party. The moon is going to join the party. And the order from the lowest in the sky is going to be Mercury, then Venus, then the moon, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. That's the order they're going to be in going from left to right. And it's going to be like 30 to 40 minutes before sunrise. Oh, I mean, the last time this happened, the last time this kind of happened was 2004. Mm-hmm. And the next time this happens is 2040. So I'm a universe, stars, planet type of guy. And this stuff is just fascinating to me.
Oh, yes.
If you think about how far away all this stuff is from us. And this is the one of the few times that these planets are actually aligning in the order that they are in away from the sun. You got Mercury, Venus. Now we're on Earth, so Earth is the third rock from the sun. And then after us is Mars and Jupiter and Saturn. That's the order of the planets evolving around the sun. And that's amazing. So actually you're seeing the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You're seeing the first seven planets all in a row.
Oh my.
I mean, there it is right there. And it's just a fascinating thing to see.
Back in the day, I used to could be in my front yard and see the horizon.
Oh, I know. I was sad.
Two story houses.
Yeah.
Subdivision went in, took away my little cow farm.
I know. I can't go outside and see them because I've got these houses in the way. And I won't be able to see it. And I guess I could get the ladder
way out.
I don't even know if I got the ladder out if I climbed up on the roof if I'd be able to see it then, because it, like you said, Grammy, those are two-story houses over there.
Yeah.
And this is going to be pretty low in the sky. But if you can be someplace where you can see it, you need to check this out. pack the tent. We're going to go.
We need to go. I know I have us a plan to go to the beach in November, but we haven't gone camping.
No, year. And I've been thinking about maybe this time renting an RV or renting a camper and try that and see what we think about that.
Oh, that would be fun.
Or
Sweetberry, we're doing great. And
oh yeah, we're doing fine. How are you doing? Or we can go rent a yurt or a cabin again if they're available. See, now it's getting too late. It's getting too late in the season. Those things are just
school's out now. Yeah. So yeah, well.
You're not doing good, Sweetberry. We're sorry. We'll add you to our prayer list. We got a prayer list going here.
Oh my.
And we'll add you to our prayer list. I can't even talk. What's going on here?
Well,
prayer rouse.
Probably hungry. Anticipating.
Well, I am hungry. I'm anticipating that big old omelet, you know.
Yes.
I'm anticipating that big old omelet and tater tots. Get me tater tots. Not none of those hash browns, but they do have good hash browns there.
Oh, they do have good hash browns. Yes.
Oh yeah, what we've done that's been a blast for camping is we've actually gone tent camping here in the Pacific Northwest on Thanksgiving. That was a blast. And we went
stayed in a yurt that time.
We've done both. I was just going to say we went on Thanksgiving again and stayed in a yurt. That was fun. And then we went camping on Christmas, and we went and rented a cabin and stayed out there in the woods for Christmas, which was absolutely great too.
It was nice.
The thing is though, here in the Pacific Northwest, you really got to schedule stuff in advance because they go like crazy.
Oh yes,
they go like, I think that Christmas thing for that for that cabin, I think I did it a year in advance, almost a year in advance.
I think we started like January, February trying to book it.
For the end of the year. Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
Yeah.
But you know what? They're getting to the point now where they won't let you book anything 6 months out. They go, nope, you got to book it like, 3 or 4 months out. We'll start taking bookings. And I mean, I picture this thing where it's like an auction. Space number 43. Space 43. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's not, but it's fun. We love
to check into those KOAs and just see. I just want to go camp. Well, you know, we got enough space. We could put on the south end of the house.
We could camp in our backyard.
Put our tent up out there.
And then we don't have to worry about anything. The only thing we'd have to worry about is Bob. Bob.
Oh,
Bob.
He won't bother.
You come over and bang on the tent. Yeah, we could. We could.
Yeah, we could do that.
Well, you know, we go camping, we always take all the equipment out and pitch. We always put the tent up.
Yes.
Before we go. And we make sure it's clean inside, air it out, and all that stuff. And
we clean it good when we get back home from camping, but then you know, you got to freshen it up.
I don't know. I had a friend tell me they were going to go camping all by themselves, and I'm thinking, I don't know if I would do that. I'm going to go camping all by myself because I have a bunch of friends that do it, and I think I'm going to do it, be adventurous, and camp by myself. Really? Really, you want to camp by yourself? Yes. That's scary stuff to me. I don't know.
Anymore, it is. But it just depends. It might.
I mean, I would be afraid to go camp by myself because I gotta have Grammy as that buffer.
PG. What?
I said I'm afraid to go camping by myself because I need Grammy as that buffer. You know.
Run defense for you, huh?
if she can distract him long enough for me to get a little bit down the road.
Yeah, because you know I'll beat you.
Well, you always said, you know, you're not worried about being you're not worried about if we get attacked by a bear. You can outrun me. Just outrun the old man.
Drop, roll, tuck. I'll be back with the ranger.
We were out at a in a woods at a lodge for our wedding and our wedding night.
Honeymoon.
Yeah, our honeymoon. And we're out walking around in the woods. Beautiful place on Crescent Lake in Washington State.
I remember that only because they had Lake First, and that was surprising.
Okay. And so we're walking around, we're walking on the trails, follow the trails out into the woods. And we're walking along and there's this little sign that says, if you look really close, you might be able to see a mother goose with her little goslings walking. And we look, there they are. We're like, hey, there they are. Amazing. And then so we're walking along some more and we come to this little field, this little meadow. And there's another sign and says, if you look across the meadow, if you're lucky, you'll see a mother deer with her fawn. You know, and you look, there it is. It's there. So we're just having a good old time and we're walking and we're getting a little bit deeper in the woods. It's getting a little bit, the top is getting, you know, over, it's the cover and everything, the rainforest, we're getting in there. And then we come up to this tree and there's another sign and it says, if you notice the big scratch marks on this tree, it's probably because there is a black bear in the neighborhood.
You take care, D-Mac. And see you tomorrow.
Did you? And Grammy goes, I'm out of here. I saw the geese. I saw the deer. I ain't standing around for no black bear. And she goes, I'm going. I'm getting out of here. You go ahead because I know I can outrun you. I'll get to the ranger first and have everybody come back for you.
Drop, tuck, and roll. Yeah. So I figured, hey, if I saw 2 out of 3.
Hi, Joseph. Thanks for stopping by, buddy.
I am just going to go for that.
Yeah, I hear you.
What was that, near PL or?
What's that?
Port Townsend?
Port Angeles. Port Angeles on the Washington coast.
Yeah.
Port Angeles. Yeah, that's where it was.
Up there. That was fun.
It was fun. Yeah. Hey, well, listen, we're out of here. We gotta close this thing down. Grammy's got a play date with one of her friends.
Yeah.
So I gotta get her out of here and get her over there so she can come home and bring me a big old omelet and tater tots from Carol's Corner. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Old Man's Podcast Show. We appreciate y'all coming in the live chat. Thank you. Hit that follow button if you haven't done so already. Give us a follow and come back. We are here Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. sharp. This is show number 549. We've never missed a show yet, and we're going to keep going. Who knows when, but we're just going to keep it going. We're a show, we're anti-hate, anti-anger. We want to just bring some joy to your life before the day gets going. We want to put a smile on your face, a laugh in your heart, and a skip in your step so you can get out there and face the challenges of life with a little bit of a positive, good attitude. We appreciate all you guys. Everybody that's listening to us on the download, we appreciate you on the downloads. We have surpassed 84,000 downloads. Thank you, everybody, for your downloads. We appreciate you 100% for all that. Good times, good times.
Always is good times, even when I have to give it up.
Grammy's doing
it's
extra.
Even more.
Grammy's come down from the main office of the pod of the Old Man Podcast Incorporated. She's come down from the main office to fill in while Eric's out getting better, and we're just having a good time with her, and we appreciate you coming in, Grammy. I love
and
you.
And it is hump day.
Yes, it is. It's the middle of the week. We're on a downward slide into the weekend now, everybody. Yeah.
Grammy loves all of you pod people. Keep your heads up. Say hello. Give a smile. You never know. It might make someone sick.
You never know. You never know. So be sure, remember those challenges, those positivity challenges that we got going. Remember, you wake up, spend a couple of minutes going through a list of things you're grateful for. The second one is go out and be kind to a stranger. Do some kind of out of the way or out of the norm act of kindness with them. And the third one, which is the hardest, try to go through the day not complaining. That's hard. That is hard to do. Oh, I've come close. I come real close. But oh, man. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
Everyone.
And we will see you tomorrow morning.
Enjoy your day. Embrace it all. And Grammy loves you.
Thanks, everybody. Later, Gators.